in September, the outbreak was accelerating ahead, and we were very worried that the outbreak was outstripping the response. As I sit with you today, we have a daily figure for the numbers of new cases, nearer to about 50 per day altogether, and in some days it's less. But most importantly, if we look week by week, the numbers of new cases is gradually reducing. It's the first time we've seen in all three of the affected countries signs that the outbreak is reducing in intensity. And in recent weeks, the response has become much more focused on local levels. That phase that we're involved in right now is called case finding and contact tracing. It's like detective work. And so that's the phase that we're in at the moment, moving towards zero cases and trying to get essential services and other basic needs of life back in place again.
How do we reach that figure exactly, and how will that level eventually be maintained?
If we're still somewhere away from reaching zero, then we're seeing surprises. Suddenly we're getting notification of a case here and a case there. But once the surprises stop, once the cases come from people we know have been affected, then we have a pretty good sense that we're getting towards zero. I went to places on my most recent visit just a few days ago where there had been flare-ups and where there was quite rapid action to get people under treatment and to try to find out the cause of the flare-up. But it's gradually reducing.
During those visits to the worst affected countries, what had changed since the last time you'd been there?
Well, I've been on 6 visits to the region. When I started in August, it was frightening. We really didn't know what was going on. I would say to people, we don't know what the next few weeks are going to be like. And we were bracing ourselves for some very bad news. And there was bad news. But in the last few weeks, we've seen a big shift, a sense that it can be beaten. It started in early December in Liberia. Some parts of the country, which had been so badly affected beforehand, reporting near zero or zero cases. But the big shifts in Liberia and in Sierra Leone and even in Guinea have only really been since the new year started. And I feel an incredible sense among everybody of, yeah, not we've done it, but yeah, we can do it.